जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरावन छारी, यमुना तीरावन छारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया, भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 17 एंटाइटल्ड द डिसेंट ऑफ द रिवर गंगा, टेक्स्ट 20 20 है ना। असदृशो य प्रतिभाति मायया, क्षिबेव मध्वासवताम्रलोचन, न नागवद्वो अर्हण इशीरह्रिया, यत्पादयो स्पर्शन धरिस्तेन्द्रियाः, असदृशो य प्रतिभाति मायया, क्षिबेव मध्वासवताम्रलोचन, न नागवद्वो अर्हण इशीरह्रिया, यत्पादयो स्पर्शन धर्षितेन्द्रिया असदृशो य प्रतिभाति मायया क्षिबेव मध्वासवताम्रलोचन न नागवद्वो अर्हण ईशीर्ह्रिया यत्पादयो स्पर्शन धर्षितेन्द्रिया असदृशो य प्रतिभाति मायया क्षिवेव मध्वासवताम्रलोचन न नागवद्वोर्हरणशेरहीया यत्पादयो स्पर्शन धर्षितेन्द्रिया असदृशो य प्रतिभाति मायया क्षिबेव मध्वासवताम्रलोचन न नागवद्वोऽर्हनिशेरीया यत्पादयो स्पर्शन धर्षितेन्द्रिया ओके वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन word to word meaning and translation by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Asadrishaha for a person with polluted vision. Ya who pratibhati appears mayaya the influence of maya. Kshibaha one who is inebriated or angry. Eva, like, madhu, by honey, asava, and liquor, tamra lochana, having eyes reddish like copper, na, not, nagavadvaha, the wives of the serpent demon, arhane, in worshipping, ishire, were unable to proceed. Riya, because of bashfulness. Yatpadayo, of whose lotus feet? Sparshana, by the touching. Dharshita, agitated. Indriyaha, whose senses? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. For persons with impure vision, the Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. Thus bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord. And due to their angry mood, the Lord himself appears angry and very fearful. However, this is an illusion. When the wives of the serpent demon were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, due to the shyness, they could proceed no further in their worship of Him. Yet the Lord remained unagitated by their touch, for He is equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport. Anyone who remains unagitated, even in the presence of cause for agitation, is called dhira or equipoised. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being always in a transcendental position, is never agitated by anything. Therefore, someone who wants to become dhira must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, dhiras tatra na muhyati. A person who is equipoised in all circumstances is never bewildered. Prahlad Maharaj is a perfect example of a dhira. When the fierce former Narasimhadev appeared in order to kill Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was unagitated. He remained calm and quiet, whereas others, including even Lord Brahma, were frightened by the features of the Lord. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिताश्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग ऑन कैंटो 5 वेयर द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द डिसेंट ऑफ रिवर गंगा इज ऑकरिंग वी आर इन द सेक्शन वेयर Lord Shiva is praying to Lord Sankarshan, his worshipful deity. While describing the descent of river Ganga on the Bhumandal, there it is described that river Ganga flows through different varshas. There are on the Bhumandala, there are 7 dvipas and 7 oceans. Of the 7 dvipas, there is one dvip, which is at the center called Jambudweep. At the center of the Jambudweep, there is Mount Meru. On this Mount Meru, river Ganga descent from the hole that has been created by Lord Vamandev, and this river Ganga is flowing over this Brahmagiri, or the place Lord Brahma's residence is there on the Meru Parvat. This river Ganga then bifurcates into 4 directions, and there are 4 streams of Ganga flows in 4 directions. After describing the river Ganga, how it comes down to different varshas, and then the Ilavat Varsha has been described. It is described that in the Ilavat Varsha, Lord Shiva resides with his consort Bhavani Devi. So Bhavani stays with Lord Shiva, and due to the curse of Bhavani, no male person can enter into Ilavat Varsha. The description will be that the reason and other things are given in Canto 9. So we'll not discuss that, the detail of those things. But there are 10 billion servants are serving Lord Shiva in that Ilavat Varsha. As we all know, that Lord Shiva appears in 11 forms known as 11 Rudras. And in Canto 3, where there is a description of appearance of Lord Shiva has been described, where Lord Shiva appears from the forehead, near from the eyebrows area, due to the anger of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva appears. So there are 11 Rudras that appears at that time. And Lord Brahma gives different places to Lord Shiva to reside. That means all the Rudras stays at different places along with their consorts. So in this Brahmanda, Not all places of Lord Rudra has been described, but few places where Lord Shiva resides simultaneously has been described. One is at the Ilavarta Varsha, other is at Kailas on the Mount of Himalaya, which is a part of the southern part of the Jambudvipa. The second form of Lord Shiva resides there. One more form of Lord Shiva resides at the place where the orbit of the sun is. What is that mountain range is called? The mountains on which it moves. I just forgot. Okay, anyway. Mansuttar Mountain, correct. On the Mansuttara mountain, there are four places where different Lokpal resides, and one of them is Lord Shiva. There also Lord Shiva resides. One more place where Lord Shiva resides is the Vithal Loka, where Lord Shiva resides with his consort. So these places are been described in the Bhagavatam, where Lord Shiva resides simultaneously. So it has been described by Jiva Goswami in Krama Sandarbha that Lord Shiva simultaneously present in all these places. And these are among the 11 Rudras. This resides there. So, why I am discussing this thing that Lord Shiva, the description of Lord Shiva, what we are having here, is a description of that form of the Lord Shiva, which resides at Ilavarta Varsha. And in the Ilavarta Varsha, Lord Shiva is worshipping Lord Sankarshan. Now, who is Lord Sankarshan? Lord Sankarshan is one of the form of the four quadruple expansion of Lord Narayan. As we all know, that Lord expand himself into four expansions: Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. That is first quadruple expansion, which protects the four direction of the spiritual planet. And then there is second quadruple expansion, which protects innumerable Vaikuntha lokas in the spiritual world. Those quadruple expansion are also known as Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Vasudev, and Aniruddha. From the Sankarshan, from the second quadruple expansion, Sankarshan, there appears Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu, there comes Garbhudakshaya Vishnu. And from Garbhudakshaya Vishnu appears Lord Brahma. And from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva appears. This has been described in the next few pages. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Shiva describes his origin, how he appears in this material world. So, the description here which we find, what we are discussing is the prayers of Lord Shiva to Lord Sankarshan. Now, why Lord Shiva prays to Lord Sankarshan? Srila Vishwachakri Thakur says, Lord Shiva is the Amsha form of Lord Sankarshan. And since he knows that Sankarshan is the origin of himself, his worshipable deity is Lord Sankarshan. Even Jiva Goswami says that Sankarshan is a deity of service form of the Lord. Dasa Purusha, just check out the exact word which Jiva Goswami says is Dasa Purusha Avatara. Yes. So, Sankarshan is basically in the service mood, and being the Amsha of the Sankarshan, Lord Shiva is also in the service mood. He has a mood of service to Lord Vishnu. Now here, the prayers are coming in the context where he is praying to Lord Sankarshan. And this Lord Sankarshan is in his one more form in the material world is Ananta Shesha. And this Ananta Shesha, or the Sankarshan form of the Lord, is is controlling the whole Brahmanda. Now there are two descriptions in which Srila Prabhupada mentions that the whole universe is being controlled on the hoods of Ananta. Whereas Vishwachakravarti Thakur describes that it is the Bhumandala that is being carried by Lord Ananta. So there are two descriptions of how the Lord Ananta is controlling the universe on his hood. Since Lord Ananta is staying in the nether region, there is a Nagaloka. And when Lord Ananta is staying at the Nagaloka, as we all know, that there is a story of how Lord Ananta Shesha got the service of handling the whole Bhumandala on his head. When there were problem with the Garuda and the Nagas, the Kadru and Vinata, both were sisters and both were rival of each other. And because the sons of Kadru were all serpents, and all these serpents were very much envious with others, the elder son of Kadru was Lord Shesha, Ananta Shesha or Sheshanag, you can say. He became very much disgusted with the behavior of his brothers, and he decided to quit their association, and he went down to the nether region to stay and started doing tapasya. Being pleased with his tapasya, Lord Brahma blessed him and requested him to take up the service of balancing the Bhumandala on his forehead. And from there onwards, Lord Ananta Shesha is balancing the Bhumandala on his forehead. As we all know, you must have read the fifth canto, that in the Garbhodak ocean, Kachyap avatar or tortoise form of the Lord is there. On the back of the tortoise form, Lord Ananta Shesh is holding the Bhumandala on his hood. So when the Nagapatnis, those who are staying in the nether region, when they see Lord Ananta Shesha, they become very much captivated by his beauty. And becoming very much attracted to him, they wanted to worship him. But because of the shyness and bashfulness, they were unable to worship the Lord properly. It is described just like in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Krishna comes back to Dwarka after completing the Mahabharata war, the queens of Lord Krishna, they were very much agitated in terms of seeing Lord Krishna after a long time. And then they were very much eager to serve the Lord, but because of their bashfulness or shyness, they were unable to serve the Lord properly. So that kind of hesitation was there, or that kind of shyness was there towards the Lord they were having. So it is mentioned here that when the wives of the serpent demons were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet due to shyness, they could proceed no further in their worship of him. So it is said that all these wives were very much agitated due to the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, but the Lord remains unaffected. Just like even by the wonderful services of the queens of Dwarka, queens in the Dwarka, the Lord remains unaffected. Even the queens were thinking that my Lord is always controlled by my love and affection, but the first canto mentions that Lord always remains unagitated in any circumstances. So similarly, here the Nagapatnis become agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, but the Lord himself remains unagitated. And that's why he is called Dhira here. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, anyone who remains unagitated, even in the presence of cause for agitation, is called Dhira or equipoised. So, that is how the Lord is. Now, why Lord Shiva is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way, of being a Dhira or unagitated? The reason is that in previous shloka, Lord Shiva condemns himself by saying that being in connection with the mode of, in this modes, we are affected by different modes. And because of that, we are unable to control our anger. Our emotions, we are unable to control. Because we are connected with these modes. And because of which, our behavior are sometimes faulty. But you, O Supreme Lord, even though you come in touch with these material modes of nature, you remain unaffected. Sometimes people say that you are becoming angry. Here it is said, thus bewildered, such unintelligent person becomes angry at the Supreme Lord. And due to their angry mood, the Lord himself appears angry and very fearful. So sometimes people condemns, oh, Lord has also become captivated by the material modes. Because of the influence of the material world, Lord became angry. Lord became emotional. Lord become upset. That means the modes are controlling the Lord. But it's not like that. Here example is given. For a person with impure vision, the Supreme Lord eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. The Lord's eyes are described as having a reddish hue. So there are two kinds of people who sees the Lord. One, who are very much against the Lord. And second, one who is very much in favor of the Lord. When we see red eyes, those who are against the favor of the Lord, they will say, oh, the Lord is angry, that's why his eyes are red. And those who are having affection for the Lord, they will say, oh, these eyes are red because of affection. He's having a loving tears in his eyes for his devotees, and because of which his eyes has become reddish in color. So it is all because of the perception of the person who is seeing the Lord. But in any of the cases, it is not like that, because Lord remains always unagitated. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of the example of Prahlad Maharaj, how he remained unagitated. So when Narasimhadev appeared, Narasimhadev's eyes were red because of the anger, or so-called anger we can say. So one was Prahlad Maharaj and other were other demigods. The demigods were very much fearful to see the Supreme Lord, even to approach near him, whereas Prahlad Maharaj remains unaffected because he understood my Lord can never be angry. Or in one sense, because the heart of Prahlad was very much affectionate towards the Lord, he saw that reddish hue in the eyes of the Lord as an affection. And that's why he remains unagitated or unaffected by this so-called anger exposition of the Lord. So in this way, it is mentioned that why a person fears somebody. Here it is mentioned that Lord Brahma was fearful to approach Lord Narasimhadev. Now, why fear comes? The description in Bhagavatam mentioned that bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshayat. Means bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshayat. When the fear arises, when we put our affection or we take shelter of something which is not Krishna. Dvitiya. Dvitiya means secondary. Or other thing, other than Krishna. When we invest our heart, our mind, our energy in something other than Krishna, There is always a fear that we may lose it. So whenever somebody is fearful of something, we have to understand that he has not taken shelter of Krishna, and that's why he is having that fear. Because as soon as one takes shelter of Krishna, all the fear goes away. But one doesn't take shelter of Krishna, he is always fearful. Because either he will take shelter of Krishna or he will take shelter of Maya. Here Maya means trying to control the situation on his own power. I will control the situation by, let's say, LIC, bank balance, my family members, my property, my good health, and so many other things. When somebody tries to control the situation on his own endeavor without relying on Krishna, he remains fearful always. So when a person is not taking shelter of Krishna, he remains always fearful. But Prahlad Maharaj was not fearful. The reason is that he has taken complete shelter of Krishna, and that's why there is no fear in him. Whereas other demigods, by seeing Lord Narasimhadev, become very much afraid of him. So in the next shloka, I will read the translation. Lord Shiva continued, "All the great sages accept the Lord as the source of creation, maintenance and destruction, although he actually has nothing to do with these activities. Therefore, the Lord is called unlimited. Although Lord is in his incarnation as Shesha, holds all the universes on his hoods, each universe feels no heavier than a mustard seed to him. Therefore, what person desiring perfection will not worship the Supreme Lord?" Here, Lord Ananta Shesha's service has been mentioned. It has been mentioned that he is holding the whole universe on his hood. Sometimes we hear the description that Lord Ananta Shesh on his hood is balancing the whole universe. So there are two descriptions, as I mentioned early. Vishwachakriya Thakur says it is not the universe, but it is the Bhumandala that Lord Ananta Shesha hold on his hood. Whereas Prabhupada writes, it is the universe, the whole Brahmanda, which is like a mustard seed. He holds the universe on his hood, which is very insignificant, which feels no heavier than a mustard seed. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that just imagine how big or how gigantic the form of Lord Ananta Shesha will be. The innumerable universes appears like a simple mustard seed on his hood. So there are two descriptions that is mentioned here. I will read the next shloka also so that we will continue. I have been given to speak on four shlokas today. So next shloka 22 to 23, translation. "From that supreme personality of Godhead appear Lord Brahma, whose body is made from the total material energy, the reservoir of intelligence, predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. From Lord Brahma, I myself am born as a representation of false ego known as Rudra. By my own power, I create all the other demigods, the five elements and the senses. Therefore, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than any of us and under whose control are situated all the demigods, material elements and senses. And even Lord Brahma and I myself, like birds bound by a rope. Only by the Lord's grace can we create, maintain and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being." Here, Lord Shiva mentions the truth of his appearance. How he appears in this material world. He appears as a son of Lord Brahma in the form of Rudra, who is a representation of the false ego. Here it is mentioned that all the demigods and other elements he creates by himself. And at the time of annihilation, it is Lord Shiva who destroys the whole creation. But it is mentioned that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are like the birds who are under the control who are bound by the ropes. So here Srila Prabhupada and Vishwachakra Thakur says, all the jivas who come in this material world, right from Lord Brahma to the small insignificant ant in this material world, come here to lord it over the material nature. And Lord fulfills all of their desires by giving them a sense of Ishvara, being an Ishvara or controller. And all the demigods or all the creators in this material world, different types, are nothing but the facilities that is being given by the Lord to facilitate their desire to control. But actually, all the jivas, those who think themselves as the controller or the Ishvara, are nothing like the something like the birds that are being controlled by their a rope which is bound to their feet. Just like we might have seen that at some places where the birds are sold, they keep in the prison or they keep in the cage. But some places, those who doesn't have the facility to have a cage, what they do? They bind the leg of the birds by a rope and tie the rope to something else. So sometimes the rope are very long. So sometimes bird try to fly. But how much it can fly? As much as the rope allows them to fly. So similarly, all the demigods, all the Ishwaras or the so-called Ishwara of this world, they think they are controlling everything by their power and by their influence. But how much they can control? As much as Lord allows them to control. But ultimately, all of them are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are under the control of Lord Krishna. So it is mentioned, Lord Shiva himself is mentioning here, even Lord Brahma and I myself are like birds bound by a rope. So one who thinks that Shiva is independent, Brahma is independent, they are controlling and they're creating the universe, annihilating the universe, so they are the supreme being. Lord Shiva himself is saying that we are not supreme being. Rather, we ourselves are under the control of the Supreme Lord. So whatever controlling power we have is limited and has been provided by the Supreme Lord. So that is what is being said here. Again, one more point which Srila Prabhupada mentions. Lord Vishnu is actually above all material qualities, but he accepts control of Sattvaguna to maintain the universe. So sometimes in different Puranas we hear that different gods are being assigned as the Supreme One. Just like in Shiva Puran, which is now getting more famous or popularity. So Shiva Puran, it is mentioned that Lord Shiva is a supreme being or the supreme controller. Lord Vishnu and Lord Brahma are under his control. It is mentioned there like that. So why it appears? Because here Lord Shiva says, I am under the control of Vishnu. And in some Purana it is said that Vishnu is under the control of Lord Shiva. So just like sometimes a RTO officer or RTO inspector may feel very proud. See, because I am standing at the signal, the vehicle of the PM has to halt on my order. The red signal is there, even PM has to stand. Because the law is law. And he feels that I am controlling the things. So sometimes the entourage of PM may follow the rules and regulations of the traffic policy. And some may think that even the PM is under the control. He has to follow these principles. But it is not like that. By his own sweet will or by his own desire, he can even transgress that traffic rule if he desires so. And even RTO officer cannot stop him. So similarly, लॉर्ड विष्णु ही हैज एक्सेप्टेड अ पोजिशन ऑफ मेंटेनिंग द यूनिवर्स, ही हैज एक्सेप्टेड द रोल ऑफ कंट्रोलिंग द मोड ऑफ सत्वगुण, एंड दैट्स वाई ही बिहेव्स जस्ट लाइक अदर गॉड्स हु आर कंट्रोलिंग द डिफरेंट डिफरेंट डिपार्टमेंट्स. सो इट इज नॉट दैट ही इज अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ द मोड्स, बट रादर ही इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ द मोड्स. बट पर्सन हु इज इग्नोरेंट ही मे से दैट सी इवन लॉर्ड विष्णु इज अंडर कंट्रोल. सो सिमिलरली लॉर्ड शिवा बीइंग द कंट्रोलर ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स, मदर दुर्गा इज नथिंग बट द महामाया हु इज द इंचार्ज ऑर द सुप्रिटेंडेंट ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स. सो नेचुरल और टेक्निकली वी कैन से दैट दुर्गा एंड शिवा इज द कंट्रोलर और द मेन ईश्वर ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स. जस्ट लाइक इन अ जेल देर इज अ सुप्रिटेंडेंट, ही इज द होल एंड सोल बॉस ऑफ द जेल. नथिंग कैन गो विदाउट द परमिशन ऑफ द जेलर, द सुप्रिटेंडेंट. एंड समटाइम्स द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विजिट द जेल, बट दैट डजंट मीन द प्राइम मिनिस्टर इज अ पार्ट ऑफ द जेल और द जेलर हैज कंट्रोल ओवर द प्राइम मिनिस्टर. समटाइम्स इट मे हैपन्स दैट प्राइम मिनिस्टर वॉन्ट्स टू सर्व खिचड़ी इन इन द जेल. He may stand at the serving counter. That is out of his own desire. He may do that. But that doesn't mean that he has been appointed by the jailer to do that service. Similarly, this creation or this universe, technically speaking, the Ishvara is Lord Shiva. But Lord Vishnu is factually the supreme master of all the universes. So that is being said in this shloka. Hare Krishna. So in these four shlokas, Lord Shiva is describing in prayer that how he is under the control of the Supreme Lord. His worshipful master is Lord Sankarshan, who resides under the, or you can say near the Rasatal or near the nether region, that has been described in this verses as a prayer. So Hare Krishna. If anybody have any comments or corrections, please feel free to do so. Thank you very much. No correction. No feedback. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Hare Krishna.